Welcome back in the Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5, The Game. Nick Hale, Braden Gall, Chase McCabe. We are broadcasting live from St. Thomas Sports Park at Titans Camp, day two of the joint practices between the Titans and the Bucks. We'll get back to some of the Ronald Acuna discussion coming up in just a little bit, but right now we kick off our Morning Drive two-a-days as we are almost done with the AFC North. Two divisions to go left in the league. We got the West and the South in the AFC, but joining us right now for the Baltimore Ravens perspective is Gary Stein, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Gary, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys doing today?
Great. Good to have you in. I want to start with the quarterback situation in Baltimore. Obviously, Lamar Jackson was drafted to, I think, one day take over for Joe Flacco, although I'm not sure how soon that will happen. How has that, quote, quarterback battle played out so far in the month of August?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't really think it's a battle at all. I think that Flacco is entrenched as the starter, as he should be. He's coming off of three subpar years, there's no doubt about it, and he'll be the first one to tell you that. But, you know, they've been injury-plagued and other factors. I don't think they put a good supporting cast around him, to be honest. So I really don't see it as a battle. He's clear-cut the number one. Lamar Jackson has shown flashes. There's no doubt that he has the athletic ability and probably worthy of a number one round pick, which he was. But Flacco's the man, and he's healthy. This is the first time in 3 years that he's been able to participate fully in training camp. He didn't have his first practice last year until September 1st, three or four days before the opener, because of the bad back, and he had the knee a couple of years ago, and he's had some other issues. So I think what we're seeing right now is a healthy Flacco, a motivated Flacco, because when the team drafts your position in the number one in the first round, that kind of gets your attention. He may not admit it. He won't say it publicly, but it's just human nature. So I think this is Flacco's team for now. Now, the question you asked of how long, now that could change next year because Flacco has a large contract, and you know the way these contracts work in the NFL, they're not fully guaranteed, obviously. Next year is the year where it actually makes financial sense for the team to cut Flacco and save the money on the cap as opposed to pay him $29 million. So we'll see if they renegotiate. We'll see if he has a good year, and next year is up for grabs. But right now, it's definitely Flacco's team.
What is sort of the, you know, we talked a little Bengals football this week, and sort of the Marvin Lewis conversation feels like it's been the same for like 6 years. What is sort of the relationship between John Harbaugh and the fans? And this is a guy who's won a Super Bowl, who's been a pretty good coach, has the name and everything, but seemingly is in the playoff hunt, whether he's dealing with injuries or not. Are the fans starting to sour on John Harbaugh? Why is it that there's conversation about Harbaugh's job security?
You know, that's a really good question. Harbaugh, it's a little bit of a complicated relationship. Yes, he's had a lot of success. You know, all the playoff appearances, the Super Bowl, the AFC Championship games with the Patriots and the Steelers and all that. But the fact of the matter is that many fans, I would say a vocal minority, put it that way. You always have your silent majority. You never hear from them, but you do have your vocal minority on the radio and on social media. So in that vocal minority, a lot of Harbaugh's success was attributed to the Ray Lewis, Ed Reed era. And it's true. He made the playoffs every year with Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, and he's only made the playoffs once since they've gone. And, you know, part of that era was the alpha male mentality. That was Ray Lewis's team. From 1996 to 2008, that was, or 2012, that was Ray Lewis's team. There was no doubt about it. He had the most influence of any one single player south of Tom Brady, perhaps, on any team in the National Football League. And so a lot of that success was credited to Ray and Ed and that environment. Harbaugh jettisoned those guys, partly, well, Ray left on his own, but a lot of the guys, Bernard Pollard was another guy, jettisoned those guys because he didn't like that alpha male personality. He wanted the team to be more balanced, and he hasn't had that success since. So I think the vocal minority continue to harp on Harbaugh's faults and continue to look the other way at his success because they attribute the success to other parts of the team.
Talking to Gary Stein, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, getting the Ravens' perspective, part of our Morning Drive two-a-days here on Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. So you look at the offseason acquisitions, John Brown, Michael Crabtree, Willie Snead, they draft Hayden Hurst. Alex Collins is kind of a stud running back on the verge of maybe breaking out. Is this the best collection of talent Joe Flacco has had around him since the Super Bowl run?
Yes, no doubt about it. And you hit it on the head. Every single person that you just mentioned, every single player, has brought something different and necessary to the team. Crabtree is the number one receiver, at least for right now, because of his leadership and his red zone ability. John Brown, and he's healthy right now, we'll see how long that lasts because we all know the history, has the ability to blow the top off the defense, and he's done it regularly in camp so far. Willie Snead is a sneaky, you know, stealthy little, not little, he's big, but a stealthy slot receiver, not particularly fast, not particularly overwhelming. Of course, didn't have a big year last year because of the personal problems and all that stuff, but he gets open. And the camaraderie and the connection between he and Flacco has been terrific during camp. Hayden Hurst is a very mature 25-year-old tight end out of South Carolina. You forgot to mention Mark Andrews, tight end out of Oklahoma. He's been hurt, so we haven't seen much of him, but he's got ability. And Alex Collins, I mean, I think that, you know, we get a full season of a healthy Alex Collins, and I think he doesn't get his credit as a pass-catching threat out of the backfield. I really look at him like a Mark Ingram type who can kind of do it all. And then there's some guys behind him. So they drafted a couple of long, tall, lanky receivers, fourth and fifth round. So, yes, I think this is the best cast that Flacco has around him. I think this is the healthiest that Flacco has been in the last 4 years. And I'm actually pretty optimistic about this offense.
What were your thoughts on Dean Pease's tenure there and what he brought to that defense? And obviously we're here in Nashville where he is now. We've had a chance to talk with him. Just sort of what is the view of his tenure?
Mixed. You know, there's no doubt that he, with his career, we're here with the Ravens, he won a Super Bowl, and of course before that with the Patriots and Bill Belichick, there's no doubt that he's got a lot of accolades in his career, well-deserved. But the one statistic that's going to stand out for Ravens fans when they assess the Dean Pease era as far as defensive coordinator is concerned. The Ravens are 40-40 in the last 5 years, not all attributed to Pease. However, of those 40 losses, 13 of the losses have been late leads given up by the defense. So the thought around here among fans and media is that he got conservative late in games to prevent defense prevents you from winning. Basically the mentality, and that cost the Ravens. And, you know, I mean, last year, perfect example, Tyler Boyd, 49-yard touchdown or 44-yard touchdown, whatever it was, with 45 seconds to play on 4th-and-12 against Cincinnati. One play leaves them short of the playoffs. I mean, how does Tyler Boyd do that? You know, Ravens fans can stomach Antonio Brown crossing the goal line or Santonio Holmes back in the day from Ben Roethlisberger, but Andy Dalton and Tyler Boyd, are you kidding me, on a prevent defense? I mean, there's just no way. So I think that's the one thing about Dean Pease that'll stick in the craw of Ravens fans is the fact that his defense let fourth quarter leads regularly slip through their grasp.
Gary Stein, 105.7 The Fan, covers the Baltimore Ravens. We appreciate the time and the insight. Thank you very much, Gary.
You got it, guys. Best of luck this season.
Thank you very much. Coming up next, we continue the NFL conversation, and it's pulling up right now to our broadcast area. Titans linebacker Jayon Brown. He'll join us coming up next on Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game and streaming on the Game Nashville app.